Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We obviously were well aware of this. When something like this happens, we call upon our protocols and processes. That's what we did in this situation. One of the pieces of that, it's a significant advantage being part of the NFL, is you have access to resources that not everyone has access to. So we called in our experts very quickly at all levels, locally, regionally, nationally, and we sat down and assessed the situation. We cooperated with KCPD, got through the investigation, and then we went back and said, okay, here's where we are, here's the situation, here's what we've determined happened. What's the next step, both from a PR standpoint, from a communication standpoint, and we made our decisions and moved on.
That's Chiefs President Jay Donovan on this crazy story about, Mark Donovan, thank you, about a bullet flying through at the Chiefs facilities last year. So I don't know if there's a lot of details on that story, but it's a crazy one. Good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. We're going to talk some Chiefs here. It's 14 teams in 14 days going through the Bills' opponents, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles. Joining us now to talk Chiefs, Jay Binkley from 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City on our Odyssey sister station. Morning, Jay. There really aren't a lot of details, right, about this story, Andy Reid's office. Like, it's just kind of, it happened, and we don't really know much else.
No, we don't. I mean, it's kind of, you know, out of the blue, and it's weird how it, you know, is not in the news at all for, you know, well over a year. You know, it's kind of weird how it happens, and where the stadium sits, it's not exactly, like, near anything either. It's just kind of off, you know, on its own, so it's... It's kind of weird.
Yeah, and they've installed bulletproof glass and stuff. So we'll see, yeah. Right, if they make any more announcements, if there's anything to that investigation. So
very weird.
Let's get to what's going on with the Chiefs. Before how camp's gone in the season, preseason, are they treating this differently? Because I don't think I've seen much of Mahomes, and typically it's always brought up how he's one of these guys that will play usually at least a little bit in the preseason.
Yeah, he's playing tonight.
He's playing tonight.
The starters are playing tonight. He did play that opening series in the first preseason game and didn't play in Seattle, was still, you know, there. And Andy Reid does something that I think is pretty cool. He has everybody wears the uniform. Like, everybody dresses out, and nobody goes to locker room and changes into street clothes. They wear the uniform the whole time. Whether you're playing or not, they're all in their uniforms. They're not, you know, dressed in street clothes or anything else. So I like how he kind of appreciates the game like that. But they didn't play in Seattle. It was a rainy game. It was on turf. So they made the decision not to play. But the starters will play tonight. It is the only preseason game at Arrowhead Stadium. So both Caleb Williams of the Bears will be playing, Patrick Mahomes will be playing for the Chiefs. Now, I'm not expecting a whole lot, maybe two series. That's maximum. One series, you know, hands off, turns the ball over to Pacheco, lets him run it twice, and then throws the ball. So not expecting a lot of action from him.
All right, tonight, 8:20 Eastern time for Bears and Chiefs, and you're going to get starters on both sides, which, hey, which week three of the preseason, sometimes that's rare. Yeah. So if you're looking for something tonight, what's been the biggest story for the Chiefs so far? And is it, if I could lead you here a little bit, is it Josh Simmons, their first-round pick, on the offensive line? That's a guy I've been interested in, given that that Super Bowl looked so tough for them on the offensive line, and this guy was supposed to go higher than he did, and it was because of injuries. And I don't know, it sounds like all reporting has been pretty good on him so far.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's kind of interesting where they got him. The fact they got a left tackle at the end of the draft in the first round that, to be honest with you, before, you know, the injury happened, you know, in October at Ohio State, you know, he was probably going to be the first left tackle taken. You know, he's going to be higher than Will Campbell. He's going to be higher than Kelvin Banks. Was the highest, and all the other teams, you know, passed on him. But the Chiefs, you know, training staff, you know, they gave the mark to Brett Veach to go ahead and draft him. And they've done this before because Trey Smith, the highest paid guard in the National Football League now for the Chiefs, was a sixth round pick a couple of years ago that a lot of teams passed on, blood clot problems and things like that at Tennessee. And the Chiefs don't typically draft people, you know, with some kind of injury concerns or injury history, but they did, and he turned out well. So props to the Chiefs training staff for giving the green light for Brett Veach to go ahead and draft him. But yeah, Josh Simmons has been the main story. And it's one of those things where maybe it was going to take a while for him, and was he going to sit out of training camp for a little bit because it is that patellar tendon knee injury, which is a tough injury. Rashawn Slater had just had the same injury for the Chargers, their left tackle. He's now out, and they talk about him being a bigger person. It's harder to come back from. Well, Josh Simmons the same way. But he came to Kansas City with a great attitude. He hasn't sat out once. Was there for many camps, all through training camp, never took a day off. They never rested. Played every day. They brought in one of their former tackles, Mitch Schwartz, to work with him at minicamp and trying to get him up to speed. But that is the big thing. And, you know, you think about last year, you know, the Chiefs had a first-team All-Pro left guard in Joe Tooney. They had Creed Humphrey, first-team All-Pro at center. You had a Pro Bowler in Trey Smith. The one thing, I mean, it's a very good offensive line as far as accolades, but obviously with Joe Tooney playing out of position at tackle in the Super Bowl instead of guard where he's at, but they've traded him on to Chicago this year. That's where he's at. But that hole is that left tackle, just how important that is. To me, it's the second most important position on the football field behind quarterback, having that left tackle. But that really makes the offense go. That's why they went from first in points per game in the NFL to 15th the last 2 years because of that revolving door at left tackle. But Josh Simmons has been the number one story in training camp. Number two story is the wide receiver position. Is Rashee Rice going to miss time? Well, he is going to miss time, but when is the suspension going to happen for Rashee Rice? So that's been the top two stories, I think, for the Chiefs is left tackle and depth at wide receiver.
Would you say with that they're – like how does Kansas City view – what their offense has become? I know how I view it. Like, I view it as a missed opportunity to not be able to top a team in the playoffs that they're not scoring 35 a game like they were a few years ago. Yeah. Like, it does look a little bit more closer to the pack, and they still are figuring out ways to get there, and defense is a lot of that too. How does Kansas City view that? Like, is there a desire, a call out? Is it more tempered than that to see their offense get back to what it was with Mahomes in the first 2-3 years of what they were offensively?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've made adjustments in the way the safeties have positioned and trying to really bring the Chiefs into a shorter passing game. It's been a real emphasis on defense. I mean, they've seen everything. Everything has been thrown at them. But I give the coaching staff credit for making adjustments. And last year was, I think, a really interesting year for the Chiefs. And I think it was Andy Reid's best year coaching, to be honest with you, even though they didn't win a Super Bowl. They won 15 games and won the division by 4 games with a team that wasn't supposed to play like they're playing. When they went to training camp, it was Rashee Rice, and it was Hollywood Brown, and it was Xavier Worthy in that speed and throwing downfield, and the Chiefs wide receiver room looked good. I mean, they were explosive in training camp, and everything they talked about is throwing the ball downfield, and then all of a sudden reality happens. Hollywood Brown is hurt in his first reception in the preseason, out for till the end of the year, basically had 9 catches at the end of the year. Rashee Rice was hurt in game 4. So, boom, they're out. They're number one wide receiver. They're out their number two wide receiver. Then Isaiah Pacheco gets hurt in game 1. So now they're out their top running back, top two receivers, and then Travis Kelce was having a slowdown year for him, which he still had 97 catches. So make what you want about his condition and everything else. But you're basically playing without your top two wide receivers and your top running back. They had to make adjustments. They had to make adjustments to 3 yards in a cloud of dust, a short passing game, because they weren't the team they were in training camp. They had to totally pivot in who and what they were. So, yeah, things were different. I don't think a lot of people realize just how the Chiefs played last year. I know people look at Mahomes' numbers and they're down and what's going on with them, but I mean, you take a number one and two receiver and a top running back away from any team, and let's see what the quarterback numbers are going to be. But to win 15 games with that group, that goes to a lot of coaching for what they did last year. But, yeah, I mean, that certainly they hope to be a different team this year, get focused on being that down-the-field passing-type team they are. And then Xavier Worthy, he had to step up and be the guy. I mean, for a guy that was a first-round pick that, you know, was going to be behind Xavier Worthy or be behind Hollywood Brown and be behind Rashee Rice, he all of a sudden had to step up and be the guy. Now, it took him a while, maybe till midseason, to where he was kind of on the same page with Mahomes. And then, of course, down the stretch, led the team in catches and yards in the postseason. But, I mean, he had to step up right away. I mean, there's always pressure on a rookie wide receiver, especially a first-round pick. But when you sit behind Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown, and all of a sudden they're gone, they had to just do things differently.
Jay Binkley with us from 96.5, the Fan in Kansas City. Do you think that also caused them to rely more on Kelce during the regular season than they wanted to? Like, would you expect 133 targets last year? Would you expect them to want to dial that back in a big way this year? If I mean, we got to figure out the Rice thing, right? Like, he's going to play early on, and Hollywood Brown and Worthy have to stay healthy. But if all goes well, do you think they want to dial back Kelce?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously the connection, obviously, you know, he's got a streak going of 90 receptions a year. I mean, he's always good for that. He came in really good shape and looks good, but they're going to probably keep 4 tight ends. Andy Reid loves running 12 and 13 personnel and 2 and 3 tight ends in a game. So they'll probably dial it back to a certain extent. But, you know, even though Rashee Rice, a different position than Travis Kelce, he runs a lot of the same routes. So with him being suspended and stuff, it'll, you know, for Travis Kelce for 4 to 5 games, whatever the suspensions are being, you know, he'll be more part of the offense going forward. But always respect, that's why I respected Josh Allen last year and what he did. That team scored 30 points a game, and a lot of that offense is in household names. Like, you look at the Buffalo Bills offense, not a lot of household names. Sure, you know, in Buffalo and stuff, and you're seeing the guys, and you know the guys, but, you know, nationally, not a lot of household names. Stephon Diggs wasn't on that team, but still scoring 30 points a game. That's what good quarterbacks do. Good quarterbacks will deal with the talent they have around them and still find a way to win. That's the bottom line, is win. And that's what Josh Allen did, and that's what Patrick Mahomes did.
What about on that Rice suspension? You said like maybe it's 4 to 5 games. Is it weird the timing of it? So it's going to happen in the middle of the season, right? Because of this hearing, yeah, that's going to not maybe be till the end of September.
Yeah, it's odd. I mean, everybody was fully expecting this to start at the beginning of the year, and you know, depending on what reports you see, there's been reports out there the NFL wanted to slap 10 games on him. And then they wanted to put 8 games on him. So clearly the Chiefs and the NFLPA wants to appeal it. So the soonest appeal date they could get is September 30th. I know a lot of people are like, well, the Chiefs are getting away on this. Well, the NFL wanted to slap them with 8 games, 8 to 10 games. And the Chiefs, the NFLPA, the NFLPA said, no, we want less than that. And so, yeah, it's probably better. I think it's better. Some think, hey, man, just get the suspension out of the way. I don't see it that way. This is a tough stretch of games they have in the beginning. That first stretch that, you know, in Brazil against the division rival in the Chargers, then turn around and play in the Philadelphia Eagles in week two, then the Ravens a couple of weeks later. Let their rookie wide receiver, they drafted Jalen Royals, you know, acclimate to the system. He'll be better off to go, I think, down the stretch. But there'll be a significant amount of time, four to five, at least five games. Probably at least, what Schefter was saying, at least five games for Rashee Rice. So I assume that's what it's going to be. But I know a lot of people just say, hey, man, just get it out of the way. I'm not like that. Just go in, start the season with all your firepower there at wide receiver. But it's going to happen inevitably. So, and they were prepared for it happening. They knew it was going to happen.
That would probably line up with around where the Chiefs will play the Bills in the regular season. Although we are at a point here, Jay, where it's 4 years in a row winning in the regular season, where I think the shine off of beating Kansas City in November has kind of dulled a little bit.
Well, it's one of those things, too. And, you know, the bottom line is, and the big thing nationally has been, oh, is the Chiefs dynasty over? And I can't believe all the stuff I'm hearing about Mahomes. And, oh, he slowed down. And put it this way. Mahomes is 29 years old. He's not even 30. He turns 30 next month. All right? He's got 17 postseason wins. 17. You can combine Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. They don't have that many. Mahomes himself has 17. Dude's not even 30 and has 17 postseason wins. That's number two all time.
Yeah.
He passed Joe Montana. Troy Aikman has 11 postseason wins. Joe Montana, 16. Patrick Mahomes now 17, and the dude's not even 30. And the one thing is, I mean, you've seen guys get better in their 30s. I mean, Steve Young built his whole Hall of Fame career in his 30s. Drew Brees, MVP in his 30s. Aaron Rodgers, multiple MVP in his 30s. And then look at what Tom Brady did in his 30s, even his 40s. So, yeah, this whole thing about, well, Mahomes' numbers aren't – well, here's the deal. When you have a bad defense, that's when the quarterback numbers are – when Mahomes had 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, he had the worst defense in the NFL, points per game. The second time he threw for 5,000, they were 16th in points given up. So, yeah, quarterbacks are going to put up big-time numbers when the defense is bad. Well, the defense isn't as bad, so he's not going to put up the numbers. But all this stuff about Mahomes, well, get his receivers healthy, give him weapons. I've always been an advocate of when you have a quarterback like that, you only have him one time in probably your lifetime. You know, I don't see New England having a Tom Brady. I don't see the Chiefs having another Patrick Mahomes. Right. Supply them the weapons. I mean, look at Peyton Manning when he was at Indy, Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison. Those dudes aren't in Kansas City, you know? I mean, give the quarterback as much talent around him. Build that offensive line. Give him firepower. Imagine Buffalo, you know, same as Kansas City, you know, getting that true number one and two wide receivers through the draft the next couple of years to help their quarterbacks out. I think that's what they need.
I like the I like the sound of that. I don't know that the GM thinks that they need that, but they did score 30 points a game without it last year. So that's
been a little bit
of the debate here. Is like you did do it without him. Does that mean you could do it forever without him? You know, that's
here's the deal though. Look at Mahomes. He wins 15 games without his number one and two receiver. Do you really need them? Well, I don't know. If you buy a Ferrari, you don't want to just sit in your garage, do you? You want to put gas in it and drive it.
You're right. Right. Jay Binkley with us on the Wester Hotline. Last thing for you, Jay. On the division, one, how do you view the Chargers at this point? Like, I'm done believing that they're going to – every year it's like, okay, this is the year they're finally going to challenge Kansas City, and they never are able to. I'm almost wondering from you if Denver has leapfrogged them as a serious threat to Kansas City winning, I think it's 9 AFC West titles in a row. Both teams look good on paper, but the Chargers just feels like they're going to charger. But maybe Denver could be different. I'm not sure how you see it.
You know, I've been waiting for Justin Herbert and the Chargers, and he's gone through the three head coaches, and I do think it's a good mix with Jim Harbaugh. But people were talking about the Chiefs' downfall last year, and, oh, the Chargers are going to be the number one team. The Denver Broncos this year are going to be the team that you're playing on. Let me put it this way. In the last decade, the Chiefs are 17-3 against the Chargers, 17-3 against the Denver Broncos, and 17-3 against the Raiders. I mean, every year people are picking the Chargers, the Broncos, and then the end result is the Chiefs win the division by four games. Last year was the year that the Chargers were going to finally, you know, step apart and beat the Chiefs in the AFC West, and it didn't happen. I love the head coaches. I think the Raiders are going to be better with Pete Carroll, too, to be honest with you. But the coaches in this division are very good, and the quarterbacks are very good. Now, can the quarterbacks – can Bo Nix in Denver take that next step? Can he be C.J. Stroud, who didn't have as good a year as he did in his first year, but still a very good year last year for Houston, getting to the postseason? But I think the team closest to the Chiefs is the Denver Broncos. And you look at how they're approaching it and what they do in the draft. So instead of drafting running backs like the Raiders and the Chargers did in the first round, Denver drafted Jahdae Barron, a cornerback out of Texas, and to put you know, a Surtain there. That's how you stop Mahomes. That's how you win a division. Winning a division is not drafting a running back in the first round. A division is looking at a team saying, all right, well, this team has won nine straight divisions. How do we slow them down? Well, we slow them down with the pass rush, and we slow them down with the secondary. Those are the two ways we can slow Mahomes. Why not try to beat the team that's won nine straight division titles? Why draft a running back? Why not draft something that'll slow Mahomes down?
Yeah, I like it. Denver would, for me, also be the next team before the Chargers that I would look at in that division. Jay Binkley.
Good defense. Just a solid team.
Yeah. Thanks again for joining us, Jay, and maybe we'll talk again closer to the start of the season or once the season gets rolling.
Anytime you guys want. Take care now.
Awesome. Thanks, Jay. 14 teams in 14 days, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles. Kansas City, 17 playoff wins. We had the stat earlier in the week or last week about, they were talking about in the afternoon show, how Josh Allen is one of only a couple quarterbacks in league history that has four or more playoff wins without making it to a Super Bowl. Six out of 57 quarterbacks that have four or more playoff wins haven't made it to a Super Bowl. Allen will have the record. Assuming he gets to a Super Bowl someday, he will have the record for the most playoff wins before his first Super Bowl appearance. He, at the moment, has seven. And the record that I see is Joe Flacco with eight. Joe Flacco, kind of surprising, right? The because he made the Super Bowl in 2012. Like, it was pretty early. But he had eight playoff wins before he made it to the Super Bowl. Allen's at seven. So, at a minimum, he'll be at nine before he gets there. And that's part of the uniqueness or the rarity of having a quarterback this good and not having made it. And it's because that guy's got 17 of them. Share the wealth. Little bit. Can't believe they made it last year. Last year was especially the year that it shouldn't have happened. 803-0550 is the phone number. Talked some Keon Coleman a little bit earlier on in the show. If you got a thought on that, feel free to give us a call on what his expectations should be for this year, how open you are to him taking like a giant step forward. When we come back, Jerry Jones is making the Micah Parsons situation even worse, and it feels like every single day it's getting worse and worse and worse, and there's more updates on that when we come back here on WGR.
So many times in this industry, you have a different agenda going on with agents, a different agenda. They're playing a game. You tell me, are agents incentivized to not only get the most for that player, but they're trying to get what? They're trying to get other players because they got a high agenda for that player. That's their incentive, okay? Attorneys, exactly the very same way. And as you know, I do a lot of business. I do a lot of business straight with the principals, not with right. the attorneys. I do my time when the deal gets done face-to-face with the principal, not with the attorneys, not with the agents. So I'm just saying that nobody appreciates Michael Parsons any more than the Cowboys or me. Nobody. Nobody has ever offered him more money than I have to play football, period.
Well, okay, what is that to say? Jerry Jones, no one has ever offered him more money. You're the only one that can offer him money. No one else is allowed to offer him anything. This guy. He went. That's on the Michael Irvin podcast. He did a full interview and more nonsense. So there's another quote that's making the rounds more than that one about they made an offer to Parsons, and Parsons' agent response was to take the offer and shove it up your expletive. That was their response. He's probably exaggerating that, I'd imagine. Or maybe he's not. Maybe it's so far gone that the Parsons side is...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Shutting things down, I am rooting for that so badly because I kind of need somebody to stick it to Jerry Jones and say, no, you're not going to do business like this and not see consequences of it. Your consequence of doing business like this is you're going to lose your superstar pass rusher.
It is unbelievable watching him at every turn steer his franchise into disarray. It happens every year with a guy, and I think he's finally run into a guy that's going to be like, all right, you want to play the game?
Yeah.
I'll play the game. Let's go. Like, Michael's got Denzel going on First Take or whatever to go yell about how dumb Jerry Jones is.
When Denzel Washington is getting involved, you know it's a saga.
Like, what are we doing? Like, Jerry wants to ramp it up. All right, let's ramp it up. And Josh was just telling me, like, Micah's deleted all his Cowboys stuff.
That was the other thing that happened yesterday. Like, he scrubbed the Cowboys from all social media. That's always the next step in these things.
His bio now says Penn State 2021, period, TBD.
Okay.
And then
Bills.
Yeah, right. And then the picture on his header is him at a podium after the Cotton Bowl, I believe.
Okay.
And I don't know what his profile picture is. I couldn't see that, but it's not a Cowboys thing.
There's no Cowboys stuff anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, I would love for him to get out of there. I'm split, though, because I would love to see him get out of there and also kind of want him to wait a year until the Bills have the ability to probably do it. Because as of right now, they definitely do not. He has a $24 million cap hit that you have to take on before you're allowed to pay him. So that's not happening. But if you want him out of Dallas, which I think would be hilarious, and I think I would love to see that happen to Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
For him to realize, like, you're not good at this, dude. Like, yes, you're great at – what is he even great at? He made a smart investment. He spent $100 million on the Dallas Cowboys 35 years ago.
Right.
Yes.
Good job.
Unbelievable decision. You have inflated the wealth of that franchise tenfold. But he doesn't realize he's not good at being a general manager. No. And he never has been good at being a general manager. That team with that brand and market should be easy to build a contender every year. 100%. Should be easier to build a contender there. And he hasn't been able to do it. So at the moment, by the way, the Bills are not joined by many other teams as having not much cap space. At the moment, this is from SpotTrack, the Bills have $1.7 million in cap space. $24 million you have to have available to take on Parsons. There are 18 teams in the league that don't have to do a single thing and can fit in the $24 million for Parsons. And there are good teams in here.
That seems crazy to me.
Detroit. Yeah, I don't know how this is possible. Like, how does Detroit have $51 million in cap space at the moment?
Yeah.
How does...
Well, because Goff does... Well, he gets paid.
No, Goff gets paid.
No, he...
The Chargers, $43 million in cap space. The Steelers, $35 million in cap space. Just going through some of the good teams. Minnesota, $31 million. Green Bay, $31 million. How do the Eagles have $29 million in cap space?
They've got 80 billion void years that they're going to have to
pay
the universal toll for.
Cincinnati, $27 million, but they don't even want to pay their own guy. Denver's got $24 million. So, like, those are some of the teams.
Yeah.
Kansas City is sitting with 20. I mean, they could, I'm sure, easily create four more to get Parsons if they wanted. So I don't know. I don't know how all these teams have this cap space. New England is sitting at the top. They have $60 million. And I've seen a lot of Patriots Twitter like demanding they go after Micah Parsons. I'm glad I don't have to be afraid of that. I'm glad because him coming into the division would be a little bit terrifying.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, I'm not going to go as far as to say that if New England got him tomorrow, I think they would win the division. I do not think that.
I think they get scarier.
They definitely would get scarier.
If May works out even a little more than he did last year and you've got that guy, that's freaky.
But
that'll change you.
How have players reacted to New England since Brady left? Nobody wants to go there.
No.
Nobody wants to go there unless you're getting a crazy overpay. Right. Look at their hunt for receivers. For 5 years, they were trying to get a good veteran receiver, and they couldn't get it. They couldn't get Brandon Ayuk to take his money. They were willing, the reporting was they were willing to trade for, they were willing to meet the 49ers asking price when Brandon Ayuk was on the trade market.
Which was crazy.
And were willing to pay Ayuk what he wanted. Why didn't the deal happen? Ayuk didn't want to go there.
Right.
Why did Chris Godwin not go there? Chris Godwin got offered $20 million less on his current contract with Tampa. What do you do? I'm going to stay in Tampa. Diggs goes there only because they probably offered him $20 million more than anybody else was offering. A torn ACL, they gave him a massive contract.
It's a three-year deal, isn't it?
And for a three-year deal also,
like,
right?
That's, I don't think many teams were going to try and give him that.
So that's just receiver, but that's kind of how all of it has felt in New England. They got Milton Williams, so it's not that they can't get anybody. But, man, I can't see New England being at a point where they're drawing a player like that. And I don't think I have to worry about Miami or the Jets. So I'm kind of glad. New England's got the most cap space in the league, and I feel like they're not in a place where they can draw the guys that they could spend that money on, like a Micah Parsons.
I'd be curious how much May changes that for them. because if I was a guy like Parsons that was looking for a new spot,
yeah,
to go get paid a boatload of cash, and I was looking around and I look at New England, and like you said, like, people don't want to go there. Maybe there's the owner's a little odd, the situation, it's not the best place to live, whatever. But I think the real issue is they didn't have anybody throwing the football. And they didn't have anybody to lead their team, and their head coach was not really settled into.
That's the other thing.
And I think all of that is trending towards being rectified. I think Vrabel's good.
I think Vrabel might help that a lot. Like, I wonder if there were players that would say, I'm not going there because, what, it was Gerard Mayo?
Right.
Or even Belichick. Belichick at the end.
Exactly.
Was not drawing people in there.
It was,
in fact, it was probably the opposite.
Right. It was Vrabel. I don't want to go play for that guy. He's going to be gone, and they're going to be bad. Like, I don't.
And he's the stories Brady's told about, like, how he
he's crazy
operates. Vrabel, though, would be like, oh, I'd go play for that guy. I'd go play for Mike Vrabel.
Right.
Like, I think he has that reputation, but not so much that I'm worried about, like, one of these star players going to the Patriots at this point in time. 803-0550 is the phone number on Coleman. We talked about earlier, a little bit on the Cowboys there. We've got Ian Harditz coming up at 9 o'clock. Mike Shope is going to join us at 9:30 as well. So big fantasy hour coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as we get towards. I would bet, I don't know the numbers on this, I would guess that this weekend is the most popular fantasy draft weekend of the year. Couple weeks before the regular season, it's either this week or next week. Like, one of these last couple weekends, late August, before you get to the start of the year. And we are now within 2 weeks. We are 13 days away from Eagles and the Cowboys we've been talking about. 803-0550 is the phone number if you want to get a call in. Some fantasy coming up at 9 o'clock. Joe DiBiase, Jeremy White is off today. This is WGR. Welcome back. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. No Nate today. He threw the steak sub topic into the ring the last couple of days. And have we all had steak sub since then?
Do we know if he got another one yesterday?
I think he did, yeah.
Keep the streak going?
Did he inspire all of us? You had one yesterday? I had one.
I didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I should give
one. Not going to lie.
It's a Friday. Nice way to end the week.
I see, but here's the thing. I could not, if you didn't hear us talking about this, Nate's eaten a steak sub like 5 days in a row for lunch. I had one yesterday. I could not imagine having it again today. I guess I could imagine it. I'm never like seeking it out. Like, I gotta go get another one. That's just me personally.
I guess it probably depends on the quality, right? Like
yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was very good. But I don't know, just
what about a twist to it though? Like, would it, if you got a steak sub yesterday, right, and then you get a stinger today because it's got steak on it.
I'm just adding chicken fingers to it.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Too much for me.
I don't know.
Back in the day, I could have housed a stinger, and I loved the concept of it. I'm too old for that. I'm the old guy in the show right now, actually. Jeremy's not here.
Yeah, that's true.
Howard was in yesterday for a minute, and it helped me out there, but I'm the old guy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
And the show today. True. I'm too old for it.
You got to go from the steak sub to the chicken. Yeah, like they got the chicken version of all that stuff. It's the same thing. It's just with a chicken meat instead of steak, which is
yeah,
awesome.
Like a chicken Philly
kind of sub. It's good.
It's probably for the. That's probably always the better idea.
It probably
even
is.
For health.
It probably is, but you know, I had to eat. We would get those on the way back. I think it was from Odessa on the bus. We would go stop at this place.
Okay.
And we would get them, and we had to play a lot of home games there because we couldn't play at our hometown because COVID was happening. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And so we ate. I probably ate 75 of those subs.
Ooh.
In like 3 weeks at one point, because it was just, this is what you get. This is where the team has a relationship with the store. Just go get this sub every day. And it was gnarly. So I connected with Nate when he was 5 days is nothing, dog.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the phone number. Zach in Buffalo is next up. What's up, Zach?
Hey, while we're on the Nate topic here, Joe, I'd love to ask a question here that I think everybody has been wondering.
Okay.
We're talking about the 40-yard dash, and I want to know what exactly, I guess, didn't happen here. What went wrong?
So what went wrong here is when we first talked about it around draft time, I had a problem going on with my Achilles, but that's been gone for months. So really, now it's just we've forgotten for like 3 months, basically. So really, we could do it at any point. We just had to be reminded of it, I guess.
Monday.
Okay.
You want to do it Monday? He's going to be here Monday. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we can do. We'll reach out to him and see if we could do it. How would we execute this? We have cameras, right?
I got an iPhone. We'll figure it out.
All right. Yeah, I'm good. I haven't had a problem in months. So
I'll live stream it straight from my iPhone. I can.
How
do
long
that.
Is the hallway outside the studio? Do you think we can do it?
We could find a hallway that's 40 yards.
It's long enough.
Or up where there's a parking lot.
Would there not, if we did it in this hallway right here, I feel like you two would be elbowing each other in the face.
Oh, that's
to win
true.
The race.
Yeah. You'd be really close
advantage
to each other.
Advantage me. I'll fight dirty. He doesn't know that. I'll elbow him.
Sneaky Joe. Sneaky Joe.
Yeah. Lower center of gravity. Right?
That's a lie.
So that's like, no. Like, look at who's the right running back for this? Austin Eckler. You can't take that guy off the ground. He's like
about,
made of bowling ball material.
Derrick Henry.
Well, he's just
good counter. Good counter.
He's just a big human.
He is just big, right, but he is bigger. He does not have a lower center of gravity. That would fly in the face of that theory that's an advantage. I'll race Nate.
We're going to do a whole WGR combine, or are we just doing the 40?
Do the high jump? If you want to set that up, I think next February would be a good time to probably to execute that one.
Yeah.
That could be a slow time of the year anyway.
Some planning.
Yeah. An August combine just doesn't seem...
That doesn't seem right.
Doesn't seem proper.
Doesn't seem right.
803-0550 is the phone number. Ian Harditz is going to join the show coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Mike Shope as well. Get some fantasy in along the way. Ask about Coleman. We talked about Coleman earlier and what his ceiling might be this year, the expectation for a breakout, because it feels like he's having a very strong camp. I'm always left to wonder, though, is that feeling only out there because of the highlight reel videos? Because he's always going to have more of those. And he even did last year when he had an inconsistent camp. You're still going to see two plays a day that he's going to pull off that nobody else can, but... We'll talk about that with Ian Harditz coming up next on where you should draft them. Big fantasy draft weekends coming up as the season is now less than 2 weeks away. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. This is WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.